Well, just in case you didn't recognise it, that was Tina Arena, who opens in Melbourne shortly as Eva Peron in the musical Evita, directed by Harold Prince. This next story from Adelaide Ng is about Cuba, I guess a political neighbour of Argentina's, and those led by dictators. Both had something to do with Che Guevara. Anyway, Cuba's probably more known as a mysterious travel destination rather than a luxury one, but that's apparently changing, and Cuban travel companies have their eye on the Australian market. For the first time, Cuba was represented at Australia's annual luxury travel showcase, Luxperience, this year. Adelaide Ng asked exhibitor Senses of Cuba General Manager Bernd Herrmann about their interest in travelling Australians.
Well, we came here because we noticed that there is much more demand for Cuba as a destination from Australia and New Zealand, also from Asia Pacific in general, but Australia and New Zealand are very important markets. Many clients are high-end. We also have had incentive groups, and they usually go to the best hotels. And also Cuba has changed because 5 years ago it was a different country, but now new hotel chains are coming. The quality of the gastronomy has improved, and the hotel service becomes better and better. There are new companies like Kempinski, Banyan Tree will come in. And so it's a good moment, I think, also for people from Australia to come to Cuba because it's becoming more attractive. And the Australians who are in Cuba, when they are here, they say, we have seen so many destinations, but this one is very different, and it's so exciting, and so they really love it.
When you say it's different, I've not been to Cuba myself, but what do you think Cuba offers that other destinations don't?
Well, first, Cuba is not only beach. They have beaches, but the main focus in Cuba is on culture. So the people are very educated. You have a socialist system. You have some like Che Guevara, Fidel Castro. Some people are also interested in that. A very interesting history. But you have lots of music. You have dance. You have theater. You have tobacco, the Cuban cigars, the rum. And sports is very important. So you can do a lot of things, special things in Cuba, which are simply unique. And you also have naturally the old cars, the classic American cars, the colonial buildings, the architecture, which is from the 19th century and before colonial times, but also 1930s, 1950s, Art Nouveau, Jugendstil, and all these different kind of architecture. So there is so much to do, and Havana has also a very good nightlife. You have the shows, Tropicana. It's a lot of things together. Okay.
Okay. So you're getting very good interest so far.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
What do you see as the challenges in attracting this market? Are there challenges?
Well, I think... not so much. There are markets which are more difficult, I think, especially when I talk about the Australian and New Zealand market. These clients are similar to European clients, for example, and as we are a European agency, it is quite easy for us to handle. We know what they need. With the Asia-Pacific market, it's a little bit different. That's a different culture, so there we would have to study more what the needs are, the special needs. But we also have clients already from Singapore, from Malaysia, Hong Kong. So there is also a demand, but there we have to study a little bit more. For example, when it comes to food, when they come to Cuba, let's say Chinese food or so, there's not so much. We have to find the restaurants and Maybe they are also very quick when they go to a destination. They don't stay so long, you know. Australians stay for 10 days. Asia Pacific, they come for only a few days, and we have to adapt the programs and we have to see what do they need, what do they want, do they want more free time or less free time. So these are things which we still have to study, because so far the main market, our market, was more the European market, a little bit of South America, Eastern Europe, Canada, and now Australia, and the Asia Pacific market was a smaller part for us, but it's still a very attractive market, because China is a huge country, and all these countries they had their times when they were booming and still are booming, and so for the future they will be very important, I think.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
That was Adelaine Ng there, speaking with Bernd Herrmann, the General Manager of Senses of Cuba. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.